Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Let's just, one important thing here from Leik Shem and Shom Atzari yesterday. Just, we can't skip over it. Eim Avir Al HaMitzvahs. So if you read the Gemara very carefully, we have really a major problem. The Gemara wanted to say, we have a braisa that says that Leik Shem and Shom Atzari has pigle. And Rabbi Yosef wanted to say that that's the opinion of Rebbe, who holds that Loik Shem and Shel Metzayra, even if it potentially would be Bava Pnei Atzma, you bring the Loik Shem and Shel Metzayra 10 days later, it's still called the Dover Shiyesh Le Matirin. And the question is, what's Matirin, right? You need a Dover Shiyesh Le Matirin for Pigle. The question is, what's Matirin?
The Gemara.
So the Gemara seems to say, if you read it, without looking at the Rashi even, Gemara seems to say, the Gemara thing is a comparison from the din of Me'ila to the din of Pigle. The Matanos of the Shemen, according to Rebbe, not like the Rabbonim, the Matanos of the Shemen, according to Rebbe, are what's Matirit from Me'ila, and therefore it's called the Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin, and therefore it should have Pigle. That's what the Gemara says, Pashup Shat. The problem I asked yesterday, and the Brisker Rav asks in Hilchas Mila, is that the... What? Yep, he's a little older. So he asks that what in the world does Me'ila have to do with Pigle? Me'ila is the pshat. There's no heterim that one thing is creating for the other. The way Me'ila works is, if something is designated for God, its holiness is to God. Kodesh Hashem, it is something that's forbidden to benefit from, which is Me'ila. And once that goes away, it's not Kodesh Hashem, which we call a Shas Heter L'Kayanim, then it doesn't have Me'ila. What does that have to do with Pigle and Adav Yishesh L'Matir? This is the Kasha of the Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav says, of course, the Gemara is not referring to the Isra Me'ila directly. And if you look at Rashi, Rashi is Mavor like this, so much so that I realized I made a mistake yesterday. If you look at the Rashi and Mendal on the Beis, when the Gemara's Madcha the Raya from Rebbe, the top, Rashi says, Mitzayr Shehidi Hashomei Hayoim Beluga Ila Akar Asor Yom Dekulei Alma Mat Noisav Shar Yilei Ba'achila. The Gemara is not bringing in anything about the Isra of Me'il over here. We're bringing in the fact that the Matanas are what Matir, the Loik Shemen, the Matanas of the Loik Shemen, are what's Matir, the Loik Shemen, to be eaten. That's what makes it Davar. And Remeilo Me'ilo will come off. But we're not talking about the fact that the Matanis or it's Matir the Isra Me'ilo, and that's what we're going to say, that's what's going to make it the din of a Davar Sheyesh L'Matir to take away Pigle. What does the Heter of Me'ilo, the Isra Me'ilo, have to do with the Davar Sheyesh L'Matir and a Pigle? The answer is that we're not talking about directly, at least, the Isra of Me'ilo. We're talking about the Heter of the Achila of the Lake Shemin, or maybe even the mountain behind us, like we saw. Maybe, yeah. But the point is, we're not talking about the Isra Me'ila of the Shemen, we're talking about the Heter of the Achila, and maybe to put on the Behinus, but not the Isra of Me'ila.
The Heter to put on the Behinus, the part of
what? What do you mean?
That that's a matter of that what? You're saying that it's not Achila's Adam, but maybe, you said maybe...
Yeah, so how's that Achila's Adam or Achila's Mizbeach? That's a good question. I hear what you're saying. I hear, but Rashi's clear that the mountain behind us wouldn't make me evil.
Yeah, but you can't say that. You can't eat it.
I hear. I don't have a shot. I'm not. Two wrong answers don't make it a. You know, Rashi says befeirush that the mountain behind us won't make me evil. So why does Rashi bring it in? I don't know why Rashi brings in mountain behind us. Maybe it's. I was thinking maybe it's just a conduit, meaning you need it. Because you can't eat, Lamaisi, you can't eat it. But, until you do mountain blindness. But not the fact that...
Yeah, mountain blindness is not... Right.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
Is it matzah?
No. It's just that it can't be done. You need, maybe that's just like a seder, that you can't have the achila without mountain blindness. But the mountain blindness is not what's integral to giving it the title of being a matzah or not. Does that make you happy? Okay, so that's how Rashi learns. And that's the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav says the Gemara is great according to Rashi. We're going back and forth, what makes the heter achila, and if it makes sense, and then the Gemara asks a kashan, like, with the atzmai, we're for sure the matanis makes the heter achila, so how can it be that the din of over there is tali over here, man, can't be, whatever, that's the, if you look, that's very good. Yeah, this, look at the Rashi. Now, the Rashi does seem to say me'ila, I am leading to a point over here, which is a little bit of a gray area. Rashi does bring me'ila, but you have to say, the heter of the achila is what makes it into the takes away the isra me'ila. Read that Rashi very carefully.
Does the
bring
that?
Bring what? He says in Rashi, that's the shaka of the tie of the Gemara. He does not bring this Rashi in Amud Beis. That's my own two-egging. But just to just say the Rambam is not like this, because the Rambam, the way Rashi learns, really, is, you could say it's two machlaikas, and it's one machlaikas, but really, we're focusing on two points of the machlaikas. According to the Rabbanan, why is there an Isra Achila until you do the matnas, the matonis of the Lake Shemin? Why is there an Isra Achila? Because Rashi says it's an Isra Rabbanan. Right? So it comes out, according to Rebbe, it's an Issa D'Oraisa to eat it until you do the Matnas Shemen. And therefore, that's why the Me'ila doesn't go away, because you need a Shaseta L'Kayhanim for Achila, for it to take away the Issa Me'ila, and that only happens with Matanis of the Shemen. And Zot the Gemara, you see it's a Dabar Sheshul Matirin, and therefore Pigle should be the same. Mash'enking, according to the Rabbanan, according to Rav Yosef, right, according to the Rabbanan, you have the Heter Achila right away with the Dam Ha'ashram. And since it's not considered, the Dam Ha'ashram is not considered a Matir, because I can bring it in Kanal Asar Yomim, so the Rabbanan will hold that it's not considered a davi sheishu matir. Now, according to Rashi, the din, the isra of the achila, is totally the machlekes of Rabbi and the Rabbanan, and that's going to, of course, translate to the isra me'ila. Are we clear on that? Yeah, that's clear. Amazing Gemara like Rashi.
That's what the Rishon was saying.
Has nothing to do with it. He says you can't bring the two shel to lek shem shem atzayru because everyone agrees with Shnei Atzma. It's like that. Yeah. Now, if you look at the Rambam is not like this. Can you just remind me where it is? Because I might have printed out the wrong
kapara. It's a Mechusre Kapara.
Dalid, here it is. Okay, I did print up. Dalid Gimel, Mechusre Kapara. Listen to the Rambam. The Rambam says, Shiore Halug of Shem and Shem Atzaira, Eina Nechala Ba'azara L'zichri Kuhuna, Kishar Kachi Kachi, Shari Hukash L'Hashem. That's the Gemara we learned yesterday. One of the Matonis Kuhuna are the Shiore Halug, like Shem and Shem Atzaira. They get to have some oil, a little extra oil, because it's hukash la'ashem, that's the source. And va'aso lecho miluk ha'shemen, this is the Rambam, this is the dogish over here. Va'aso lecho miluk ha'shemen, ad shiyitei mimenu shmatan sheval matan behoynes, v'ma'och ha'loike ka'echol kachim kaidim zriko. The Rambam, who's he passing like? Rabbanan. Not passing like Rebbe. And what does he say? If you eat from the Lake Shemen before the Matan Bohinus and the Matan Sheva and Matan Bohinus, you're getting Malchus, you've got Malchus like you ate something before Zrika. We know there's a lot to eat the Basa before Zrika. So at the Rambam, you're going to get Malchus before you eat it. If you eat it before, you do the Matan Bohinus and the Matan Sheva. This is clear, not like Rashi. Because according to Rashi, the din that you can't eat it until the Matan Sheva, Matan Bohinus, is only the Rabbanan. You don't get Malchus. The Rambam here, and of course, we're going in the opinion of the Rabbanan. The Rambam's passing the Rabbanan, who hold that loynehen and v'loy mayalim, until you do the Matan Sheva and the Matan Bohinus. What's the reason why you can't eat from the carb loynehen? You can't be nehen. You can't have achila. What's the reason? The Rabbanan, really, it's all done with the Asham. It's finished with the Asham. The Rabbanan, you can't eat it until after the Matan Sheva and Matan Bohinus, for whatever reason. The way the Rambam says it, the Matan Sheva and the Matan Bohinus, the Isra Achilu remains midyaraisa, and you're going to get Malchus. This is the Rambam's opinion. And why is that such a problem? Because if that is the case, everyone agrees the Isra Achilu is diaraisa, which means that the Gemara is bringing the fact that the Matan Sheva and the Matan Bohinus are what's matir, the Loik Shem and Shel Metzayro, if the Gemara is bringing that that's what's going to make it into Pigah, at least in the Kash of the Gemara, that same Svara should apply whether you hold like Rebbe or the Rabbanan. Because even according to the Rabbanan, what's matir, it ba'achilo, is the Sheva Hazois and the Matan Bo'inus. So that's the matir. So everyone should agree it's the Davi Sheish Lamatirin. What are you going to say? The Machlekes is in the Me'ila part? What does Me'ila have to do with Pigle? Me'ilah is whether it's Kodesh Hashem or not. If everyone agrees that the Yisra Achila is going to be Tali in the Mount Sheva and the Mount Bahinas, so then Rebbe and Rabbanan both agree that that's what's Matir at Bachila, so they both agree it's a Davishesh Matirin. What's the Gemara saying that this is Tali, the Machlekes and Rebbe and the Rabbanan who are arguing when Me'ilah goes away? What does the din of Davishesh Matirin of Pigel have to do with that Machlekes? Me'ilah has nothing to do with this. It's the Heter Achila that we care about. But everyone agrees the Heter Achila is after the Mount Sheva, Mount Bahinas, according to the Rambam.
That's
another shlav of the question. So this is the Brisker Rav's kash on the Rambam. This is the Brisker Rav's kash on the Rambam. Is everyone with me on this? Or am I making sense? Yeah. I don't think we have time to go into the teretz of the Brisker Rav. It's a whole. I don't understand it 100% myself. I was looking at it. I can't say it clearly. I don't have it 100% clear how the Brisker Rav is answering this. But if you learn like this, the main points we see is that the Rambam first of all argues in Rashi. Rashi holds a machlekes. There's a machlekes Rebbe and the Rabbanan whether there's an Isra Achila after the Asham or not, or is it the Rabbanan the Araisa? And the Rambam learns that everyone holds it's the Araisa. And the way the Brisker Rav is using this Rambam to answer up why the Din Me'ilah is separate from the Yisra Achila. Because according to the Rambam, if the Yisra Achila is going to remain, even according to the Rabbanan, until you do the Matan Sheva and the Matan Bahinus, the Yisra Achila is going to remain, so why does Me'ilah go off? Usually Me'ilah is totally in the Shas Hefer L'Kayim. So the Brisker Rav says that that's where there's a Chiluk. According to the Rabbanan, everything Me'ilah, at least, sorry, the Me'ilah is based off of the Asham. That's Me'ilah. The Yisra Achila is like Zrika. But the Asham is what makes it into Kodesh Hashem, and this is why how he answers Moshe Soloveitchik Zatzal, who asked the Kasha, why does the Rambam says that the Din Me'ilah of Lake Shemin is totally in the Kiddush Kli of the Asham, because the Din Me'ilah is totally in the Asham. That has nothing to do with the Isra Achila. The Isra Achila, everyone agrees, is the Araisa, like Vosser with Nezrika. And that's that's what he's coming to answer up in the Sefer. And then to answer up the Shakla Vatai of the Gemara, according to the Rambam, is another whole paragraph over there, which I don't have understanding. I don't think we have time even to... Good? Rabbi Yitzchak? Good? Okay. Everyone could look it up if they have the... The well-oiled... Did I say it well, Rabbi Baruch David?
Well,
okay, I make you happy.
I think so. Nothing makes me happy, but this was done very well.
That's because you're not here.
You're not going to let up, Jonathan. You're not going to let up. Okay, one more point. This is the. I'm not going to say that to him. If you want, you can say that to him. I'm not going to say it. So one other point here, this is much easier than the last point. We had the case last piece we did yesterday was Rashi says clearly that according to Rabbi Lazar, his opinion is that the machshava has to be on davar b'chutz, on something chutz. You have to be outside, in the Azara, that is, and thinking about something that's in the Azara. Now we paskin like Rabbi Lazar, which is that opinion. And according to Rashi, it's a third opinion. We have Rav Shimon in the Mishnah who says that there's no pigel at all by Chatoi Saprimius. The Tanakhama says there's pigel by everything. And then we have Rav Elazar who differentiates. He holds that there is a din of pigel by Chatoi Saprimius, specifically only where you are thinking in the Azara on Avoida of the Azara. The Rambam, the Brisker Rav is Mizdaik from the Rambam, not like this, because the Brisker Rav says, and according to Rashi, according to Rav Elazar, there would never be pigel on bifnim. Anything. Whether you're thinking about it or you're in the heichel. The Rambam says in Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Gimel, in Tulem Adoshim, he says, this is the words of the Rambam, Utfilas etzva bedam b'chatois apnimius is mefagelis. When you dip your finger in the blood by chatois apnimius, it's mefagel, ketzad, Chishe b'shas tfilas etzva bedam machsheves hazman, which is chutz l'zmanoi, harei zeh k'mechashe b'shas hazoyah. If someone, Kayan, thinks at the time that he's dipping his finger into the blood, he's thinking pigol, chuslas manoi, it's like he's thinking during the sprinkling, and therefore it's going to become pigol. And what's he talking about the Rambam? He's saying, lechatois apnimius. Where are you doing the avodah? You're doing it in the heichal. So the Rambam is clear that if you can have pigol b'chatois apnimius even when you're bifnim, even according to Rav Elazar. So what's shad in Rav Elazar? The problem isn't whether it's bifnim or b'chut per se. The problem is if you're transferring over. Meaning, the problem according to Rav Elazar is if you do you're bifnim and you're thinking on chutz, that's a problem. If you're bachutz and you're thinking on pnim, that's a problem. But when they're equal, pnim on pnim and chutz on chutz, then that's going to be okay. So according to the Rambam, he has a different shot in the Gemara than Rashi. According to Rashi, chutz, chutz. That's it. According to the Rambam, equal, equal.
According to Rashi, he's standing on the inside. Even if you have him on the outside,
yeah, that for sure wouldn't work. Yeah, even according to the Rambam, the Chiddush is even if you're thinking about the inside, you're inside thinking about the inside, which is not mavur in the Gemara. That's the gray area. According to the Rambam, vice dois, you have to say because the Gemara says if you're thinking on pnim, it's not pigol. Rambam says it is. You're going to have to say that the case of the Gemara is only when he's thinking pnim achutz, pnim aprim.
This is all
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Often.
I'm sure there's svaras. I just didn't. Jonathan, that's for you to think of. I can only repeat what is said before. Yeah, I can only answer by state. Jonathan, you have to write a sefer.
You're like a well-sealed door full of information.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Is that a compliment or
not a bore?
I would hope I could say bore.
Is that Hebrew or English? The word bore is hung in Jonathan's vernacular.
That's what he's saying.
Not B-O-O-R.
Oh, that's not what you meant.
No.
Oh, you didn't mean it. You didn't mean it.
A sister.
All right. All right, so today's daf is also very technical, which we haven't, right? It's been pretty technical for a while.
45
What?
45
I'm an old man?
Oh.
Okay, so we'll talk after. So today's daf is also very drusha heavy. I'm going to try to learn it. It's a little confusing. We'll try to learn it with the Rashis together. Let's start the mission over here on Daf Mem Hey. Six lines from the top. Today's Daf is Daf Mem Hey. Kotche Oyve Kachav. We're going to talk about the Kotchim of a Goy. This Grada came up very recently, by the way, with the president of Argentina. I forgot me. What's his name? Me.
Jewish guy.
He's not Jewish, but he's Kamat Jewish. Mili. He wanted to offer a carbon when he came to Israel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was in Shiloh over after Yom Kippur.
No.
And they have 4 or 5 carbons
in Shiloh.
I saw it, and they got it through a brother in Texas that worked for many years to breed what's called a red Angus cattle.
Oh, nice. Angus beef.
And he said that the reason he always dreamt that he's going to be the Nabu. The product went to the temple.
This guy is your guy.
There's your guy. They brought it over and they greet it. There are 4 or 5 of them. It's like, oh, I saw
it's
that.
It's real. It's a real. It's good. It's like no mum, no all and stuff.
But I found fascinating is that in the times of Chazal, it was also a guy that gave the product.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, look at this. Higias mana gula. But Rabbi Yankel Lieberman, Shlita, at the parlor meeting over here before the yeshiva fell apart, gave a shiur on this. He gave a shiur on being mekabel of carbon from a goy b'zmanazeh and the harav bayis. I didn't understand what he was saying, but just it's relevant. What?
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, he wanted to. It became a whole. Finally, they had something to talk about. So anyway, so zot the mishnah. What is the halachas of kochim of a goy? Kotcha evdik echavim, ein chayoven aleim yishum pigul. No yisur v'tomek. The kotchim of a goy, you're not chayiv on it because of pigul, or noiser. Noiser means it's left over, or tame, if you're tame, or the animal's tame. Now, when a guy makes a carbon, what kind of carbon is it? This is a machlaikis and menachas, a nein gimel, if it's a shlomim or an oilam. Okay?
Who's going to eat from it?
I guess he'll eat from it, yeah. Well, that's also gimenachas. In kamen kamen laharuch. But that's what it's going to be. And there's going to be pigle, noiser, and tame. Fine.
There won't be.
Vashoichin bachutz is potter divrei Rabbi Shimon. There's no shchitas chutz either. Also, on kachay akum divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yosi mechayiv. Rabbi Yosi says you are chayiv. We'll see in the Gemara. I believe he's machmir on everything.
What do you have to pay? What were you paying?
What do you mean?
It's chayiv on what?
Shultichutz.
And therefore what? Good. What are you going to do?
No. Let's say a yid does shchitas chutz. Someone does shchitas chutz on the carbon of a goy. I don't know what's the pasuk shot in this that the kachim of a goy don't have the same.
What is the case? A goy was makadosh behemah. What happened?
He was makadosh behemah. This is a carbon. I don't know if he says arezu oilu. That's again the sugya menachos. Yeah, he's saying I want to bring a carbon to God, sacrifice. So the Gemara argues. Based on Megdosh. It's a regular behemoth. And he's makadish it as a carbon. He says this, let's say it's a kizbo. It's gonna have kedusha. He could bring it as a carbon, and we're gonna say the source for this, yeah, I should say, is like Rashi says, ish mbeis Yisrael, and then we make a drasha. The rabbi said, the chavim shenoidrim nedarim nedavis ki Yisrael. So they can make a carbon.
Yeah.
So that's and why is he obligated to bring it? That's the whole question. It's not one of the seven mitzvahs. You want to know Pashup Shah. This is Pashup Shah. And Vashtei. Yeah, the Gemara Tmura, Dafbeis, Zazlamudim, this is Schulin, Rashi brings it here. So it will be a carbon. It will be a carbon, except that the chayra, it's not going to have the same level of kedusha that a regular yid that's makdish something.
Or the riz that they're
using. Yeah. Okay, we'll have to keep that in mind, because that's, we'll see how the lumbus is, but I was learning that's pashup shah, but you could just say that there are miyutim on the gavra, really it has full hekdish, full things, but there's certain miyutim on chiyuvim, yeah, you can say it like that also, for sure at this point. Okay, it's good. Okay, good. Tara Rabban. Zotigmar. Kachayav, there's no Isser Hana, and there's no Isser Me'ilo. Okay? Now, this din of Loinanin, I'm looking here, Rashi doesn't say if it's a din of Rabbanan or not, but the Gemara is going to say later on. Okay? It does not make a tmura, meaning, what's a tmura? A tmura is, someone says, he takes a behemas chulin, and a Jew, not a goy, a Jew takes a behemas chulin, and he says, I want to make an exchange. I want this animal back, but I'm not going to, of course, take myself, bring a carbon, let this animal be in its stead. And for it to have a din of take off the kedusha, well, you know that's an isser in the Torah. It's a lav, and they both have kedusha. Yeah.
What's the din of tamei? What's the taste? Basar of the
kuf? Both. At this point, both.
What's the tzav of tamei? The green?
No. That you eat it. You eat it. Let's say the tamei eats it.
You eat it too.
Yeah. Not hakrov of the tumah. Well, we'll see later on about hakrov of the tumah.
Who's eating?
A Jew.
So a Jew eats. The carbon of a
goy,
that's the case.
All the chiyuvim we're talking about is on the Jew, but the goy, the carbon is the carbon of a goy. Yeah. It has to be called right. Yeah, how would this Mishnah stim like the opinion who holds that it's an oil? Very good. Okay. Okay. So, Einos and Tmura. Now, the question is, let's say, so we know the Kedusha is not Chal. Would there be a Lav? So that's Tolian, whether the Din Lav of Tmura is based off of having a Chalais Tmura or not. Right? If the Tmura is not Chal, would there be an Isser? That's Tolian. The Rambam. The Rambam seems to say the Kotche Yat Shutis in Kamek Ravenu.
So the Jew tried to make a Tmura of the Kotche Kar. What happened?
Who made the Jew.
Guy?
No.
What?
Oh, you're saying...
Who made the
Tmura?
It's the
ghost
animal.
Oh, because someone from the other belt can't make a Tmura. So that's totally in... Well, you're not... No, this is the Gemara Tmura. That you are using your own animal. You're not taking his animal. My animal should be a Tmura for his. So that's totally... It's totally in the Gemara. Gemara brings that. Yeah. It's a shame we'll get there. Karuf. The aim may be in the Sochim. There's no minchas nesachim by a goy. Abol karbonin ton nesachim, divrei Shimon. Meaning, the goy doesn't, pashup shad, there's two gersois, but where Rashi says over here is that the goy doesn't bring the sachim. It's not his responsibility, but the carbon itself. Oh, I'm sorry, I was going like the other gersois. Rashi says they can't be menadiv, they can't donate nesachim as a min, like a min, we know, could donate nesachim, kebab in the dava, they can't do that. We don't accept it from them, but their carbon needs nesachim.
Is that because it's similar? Because it's the yayin?
Well, again, we would say that, again, the kachim of Akam are different. What you're saying, what, it's a...
Well, you wouldn't bring his own yayin.
Or you give money. Yeah.
So they can't
bring
the nesachim. What happens if
they
bring
the carbon, they have to bring the nesachim? They would have to, according to this girsa, they have to give the money to have the nesachim for their carbon.
Libations,
but also the mincha with them.
They can't do a carbon nesachim by itself.
Right. That's correct.
But when they bring the carbon, they have to bring the nesachim.
That's correct. Now there's another girsa not like this, but that's how the Rashi learns over here. That's Rashi. Yeah. I'm Rabbi Yosi. Roi ani bekul lahachmir. See, that's when the Mishnah said mechayim. Right, it says over there by the pasuk that ish over there. It says Hashem, and whether the source that they could bring a carbon, it says that everything is to God, which means that it's just as holy. That's where you see this svara, by the way, that it's the holiness that we're dealing with. And he holds that there's going to be everything is going to be meilo. There's going to be noiser, tamei, pigol, chutz, tmura, nesachim, everything. I don't know about Mesachim, but, right. And he's in the Mishnah. And now he's explaining his opinion. And this is going back, Rashi says, in the Tanakhama. The only time there's not going to be Me'ilo is by Kodesh Mizbeach. Well, let's say they donate in order, they give a brick to the Beis HaMikdash, they give some gold or some silver. Or Beth Kabayis, they give some Bitcoin. The Beth Kabayis, in that case, there's going to be Me'ila in that case, even according to everyone. So, if you come over, there's no Isra Hano, sorry, you're not allowed to be Nana, which means there is an Isra Hano, Midrabona, by Kotche Yakum. The Loy Mail in Bohen, but there's no Me'ila, the Gomar Me'ila, Chet, sorry, Gomar Me'ila. Midrabanan, you can't have Hano. Leinenin, midrabanan. Leimoyelin, the gomer me'ilo chet chet mitruma. We know, well, not so simple, but there is a Xer Shava that we learn out me'ilo from chet chet, the word chet by both of them from truma to me'ilo. Ubitruma ksib ne yisov, by truma, it says what? It says over there, the guy who doesn't have, the guy doesn't have the din of truma. If he makes truma, it's not truma, of course. His land doesn't have a chiv of truma, at least for sure, as long as he owns it, and therefore there's no, the guy doesn't have truma, and therefore we're going to learn out to me'ila that there's going to be no din me'ila by the kachim of a guy as well.
So the din of the price is only their isa. We said tamar is only their isa.
No, we're explaining that. Leinanin midrabanan. Leimailin is going to be the araisa. We're explaining that. We're explaining this whole braisa now. That's the shaka v'tayr.
It's confusing the leinanin.
Yeah, that's always confusing. Leinanin it doesn't mean there's no din hana. Yeah. It always bothers me, yeah. It bothers you too?
Yeah.
Since I was in the crib. My time up. The Asi Pigle oven of this is a very we know these drushes already. The Asi Pigle oven oven me noiser, Vasa noiser, chil chil me tumma, who betumak sibne yisrav left the oven. There's no tumma by a guy, and therefore we're learning that out all the way to Pigle, noiser, and of course tummy. So here again, Taisus had said before that Zereshav is okay.
It's often tumor. Haggish is not okay. So the source is tumor.
That's correct. Mendal and Alf, we don't taste this yesterday. Very good. Oh.
They come.
Hey, huh? Vein oisin tmura, my time, but is this tmura, the maestro behemo? Who maestro behemo is this, the maestro dogon? The maestro dogon, ksiv, bnei yisrov, like we said before. Here there's a problem. Reb Yitzchak, you hear this? Reb Yitzchak? Yeah, you with us? We need some participation, Reb Yitzchak.
A
little tired today, it's fine.
Zereshav is not a problem.
No, right. And that makes sense. We understand that, right? Zereshav and Zereshav is a much stronger limud than, Zereshav is a much stronger limud than a Hekish. I had a problem that a Hekish can't be Melamed Behekish, yet it could be Melamed Bekal Vachoymer. But your chavrusa didn't like the kasha, so I didn't forget that. But here it's a hekish, it's chayzim lamed behekish, zotig mara emperor, the mara maeser dogen chun. Maeser dogen is chun. So therefore it's not considered, the only time you have a problem, we'll see in Daf Mem Tes, the only time you have a problem of a lamed to melamed is only by kachim. Let's say it's chun, you can do that one to the next, of course. And here, maeser dogen, the original source. Oh. Here, the original source is chulin. That's great. Maisha dogan is chulin. Elamandi amar baser lamed as linon. Ma'ikalam emar. That's kachim. You're learning it, seichel seif. You're learning it out to, tmura. Elamaisa behema chayvash and kvul esman. Here's the reason why that there is no din of tmura by a goy is because maisha behema is a chayvash and kvul esman. The chayvash and kvul esman. So it's really one hekesh to Maisu Behema, and Maisu Behema is a chiyuv. Of course, a guy doesn't have a chiyuv. So if a guy doesn't have an obligation in Maisu Behema, so we're going to learn out from there a hekesh to Maisu, to Tmura, and therefore Tmura is also not going to have a din of a guy, no din of Tmura by a guy. Rashi does emphasize here that don't learn out from this Gemara that if there is a chayva shekavua lehenzman, a guy also does not have that chiyuv. So, you know, if someone, for example, in Eilas Re'iyah and Shalmei Chagiga, right, a guy doesn't have, that's a chayva shekavua lehenzman, you have a chiyuv to do that.
There's no
baal ta'achar,
right?
Oh, by a guy, is there baal ta'achar?
That would imply he makes a nether?
No, let's say he makes a nether. By a nether is baal ta'achar.
Yeah. That's chayva shekavua.
No, chayva shekavua lehenzman means there's a man. Not Baal Ta'achar. Zman means like Yom Tov.
The
guy doesn't have to bring an oil sriya on Yom Tov. He doesn't have to bring an oil sriya on Pesach. Would there be Baal Ta'achar by a guy's carbon? Is that discussed in Rosh Hashanah?
Maybe that would be colored with Baal Ta'achar by
Yishuv. There isn't?
It's not discussed in Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah Melech discusses it in Hilchos Malachim.
Oh,
no, when he does Baal Yachel, he does Baal Ta'acher too. Baal Ta'acher probably does not apply.
Well, the Gemara talks about an Isha in Rosh Hashanah?
That's a Yairish and everything, but they don't talk about a guy in Rosh Hashanah.
Is it related to whether or not he has a chiv?
The Mishnah Melech discusses it.
He doesn't have a chiv
here.
No, for sure not.
And therefore, maybe that's why there's no Baal Ta'acher.
No. Let's say he makes a nether. The question about Baal Ta'acher is, let's say he makes a nether.
Good.
Makes another. Does he have the din of Isra of delaying the bringing of it?
What's the delay? How do you measure that? By a Jew, you measure it by three.
Oh, yeah, interesting. Let's say there would be a din of Baal Ta'achar. Would you base it off of the regolim or not? That's what Jonathan is asking.
There's no way to measure it. What about Maitre Tosefta?
Well, they have a chiyuv to bring the neder. That's the dinner. But yeah, interesting question. Mishnah Lamelech where? Hilchos Melachim.
Hilchos Melachim. Yeah.
What would we do without you, Brochner? What would we do without you?
No, we can get my arm better so I can come.
Okay. Oh, Tana Rabbanon, maybe be in the Sochim. Tana Rabbanon, what's the source? Ezrach maybe in the Sochim, says by called Ezrach in Israel. Only an Ezrach, only a denizen. Yeah. Ezrach, citizen, denizen.
How about maybe an illegal alien?
Okay. He's maybe in the Sochim, maybe I would have maybe in the Sochim. Yachalai Teher, Lassay Tuun in the Sochim, Tamil Amr, Kacha. My time. What is the opinion of Rabbi Yosi? Kesavar kigam Rabbi Ila chetchet mitumah. Rabbi Yosi, who holds that there's a din meila by kachi akum, he learns out. We know there's a din meila chetchet mitumah. He says only dumia the tumah, the kedusha dushas aguf. Tumah has dushas aguf, and therefore when we learn out that meila is only going to apply by a goy, like not going to apply by a goy, like tumah doesn't apply by a goy. It's going to only be in a similar case where it's going to have dushas aguf. Dushas bedek habayis is the dushas domim. Loi dushas bedek habayis, which is dushas domim. A little bit hard to understand because let's say he's menadev a brick or material bedek habayis, not dushas aguf. Not dushas aguf. It is dushas aguf. Look at Rashi. Rashi answers this question. In the Estaiti. Last Rashi on the page. The object itself that the guy donates is Kaddish. Right? But it's not Kedush Saguf in the sense that there's pigeon on it. That's what it means. It's not fully Kaddish because you could redeem it. Does everyone hear what I just said? That's what Rashi's answering. And therefore, by Bedek Habayis, there would not be. Therefore, by Bedek Habayis, there would be Mi'ilah.
Right.
This is in the Tana Kama. Who the government? That's when we say that there's a miyut that a goy doesn't have the din like truma, only to the cases by where there's no pigeon, like kedushas aguf. In that case, there's no meilah. But in the case where it's kachem bedek habayis, there's going to be meilah. The only problem I had was why is one called kedushas aguf, one called kedushas domim? However, they both have right bedek habayis.
Because the lower kedusha has been
meilah. That's right. Is it lower Kedusha? That's not so simple.
Kedusha Saguf is not more higher level than Kedusha Saguf.
Yeah. Okay.
No? You can't be prayed in Kedusha Saguf.
Interesting.
Can't be prayed in. Elie Carver.
Yeah, that's interesting. Something to think about.
What it is. It goes
by,
because of the
Yeah, well, it's a Zer Sakasu. Just to raise one point here, Tysus, if you look at the Taisus on the bottom here, Dumi the Truma, the Kachigusha Saguf. We don't need to go into the Kasha of Taisus, but if you look at the second to last line, Taisus, the last Taisus on the page, Taisus has second to last line, Haloy Adinan Azhar B'mi'ila Elam Exer Shabbat, the Chetchet Mitruma, Parakan Asrafim. What's the source of the Isra Mi'ila? What's the source? Learn it out, Taisus says from Truma. That's the source. The three way Machlaikis in this. The Rambam,
the Ravid and Tosfos.
Rambam and Ravid, yeah. Rambam, Perek Aleph, Hilchos Me'ilah, says that the source of the Isra Me'ilah is, Halacha Gimel, Aleph Gimel, Kol Hamoyel B'Zodin Leikil Mishalim Mashapogam Min HaKoydish B'Roishoy, V'Azhorah Shem Me'ilah, what's V'Azhorah? Shenemar Leisucha Lecho B'Sharecho, Ma'isa Degon Cho Nidorecho. There's an Isra to eat the different kachim, outside their, specific, you're not allowed to just use it for your own personal use, Me'ilah, and that we learn out from Leisuch Alecha B'Sharecha, so that's arguing on Taisus, who learns it out from Chetcha Mitruma, and the Ravid over there says, no, the Pshutu Mizuhi, Mitrumas HaKotshim Lois Toichel. He learns it out from, Mitrumas HaKotshim Lois Toichel. He learns it out from that Pasuk, that those who are forbidden to eat Kotshim are not allowed to eat it, That is the Isra Me'ila, using it for outside of its holy usage. So, just important to mention Machlekes, real Machlekes to the source of Me'ila here. Tana Rabbanim, Dam Shenitma Bezarku B'Shoigi Hurtza B'Mezid Loi Hurtza. The case over here, that if you have Dam that was Tameh, and you do Zrika, B'Shoigi, if you do it without knowing that it's Tameh, unbeknownst to the Kayin, then the rule is that it's Meratza. How's it Meratza? Through the Tzitz. If you do a B'Mezid, it's not Meratza, because Rashi says it's only a Darabonin. Look at the Rashi. K'nasa Darabonin hu, Eloi Shiyabi Acher. But you don't bring another carbon, Rashi says. Lehortza, meaning it's a knas. You don't have to bring another one. Dim came nimtzu bez and mas and lakadov and atoyer. Rashi says lelukol azora. Lehortza lahati basa b'achilus. You don't get to eat it. That's the knas. But the bayim are miskaperim, because otherwise, and Rashi says it's you're going to bring, you have to bring another carbon, which is only kol azora, and that's meaning lakadov and atoyer. But from there, say, but medvar mamurim biyachid. This is only by yachid. Yeah, so that's a Gemara. I did mean it sort of. What is the case of Shoigig by when the tzitz is Meratza? Is it not knowing about the Tumah, or is it
not knowing the Halacha?
Not knowing the Halacha, thinking it's not Osir.
Some of the Shabbos.
Yes, I think, that, I think it's a. Yeah.
You didn't know that kids Fritz. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You? Not sure, yeah. I think the Gemara talks about it somewhere. Okay. The Medvar Mamar B'Yachid. Abel B'Tzibur, Bebe Shoikim, Bebe Mezid Hortza, when the Shoikim Mezid, it's Hortza, because there, Rashi here throughout the Daf learns that you don't need Ritzah, it sits when it's B'Tzibur. Tumah Hutcha B'Tzibur. Rashi throughout the sugi here is going Tumah Hutcha B'Tzibur. You don't need a tzitz.
That's only for B'Tzibur is
tummy. Okay, whatever. B'Tzibur.
Right?
Or a carbon tzibur. A carbon tzibur is also Daicha Tumah. Yeah, you're talking about Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, yeah. Amru Rabban Kamed Rav Papa. Keman. I'm sorry. Adet Chavim Bein B'Shoik Bein Mezid Loi Hurtza. Then there's no reason to sit by them. Amru Rabbanu Kamei Derav Papa Kaman, like Rabbi Yosi. He Rabbi Yosi, Amar B'Kulan Yigur Elahachem. Rabbi Yosi seems to equate Kachi Akum with Kachi Yisrael. So Chayr is not going like Rabbi Yosi. Amru Rabbanu Papa, Afilu Tem Rabbi Yosi, Shani Hasan Dar Makor Lohem, Lohem Lohem Lekachavim. By the tzitz, it says the word Lohem, and it's excluding Goyim. Amru Rabbanu Bredi Rabbanu Asan, Rabbanu Papa, Lemiato, Asher Heim Makgishim, Hachanami Heim Lohem Lekachavim. You're going to say the word Lohem and Heim are Miutim. So it means that only Yisrael can make a hekdesh, but not them. Eimul evdik echavim. Rashi says with temo, the kachi evdik echavim. Rashi says sorry, that pasuk is by tumah. Look at Rashi. How can I be eimul evdik echavim? The temo, the kachi evdik echavim. Ein chayavim lemeshum tumah lo Rabbi Yosi. You're going to say what? That there's no chiyuv tumah according to Rabbi Yosi, but he holds va'kamar b'kulani v'ala hachmir. So if you're going to make this miut, it can't make sense with the din of tumah. So what's the source again? Or are you going to have to say, L'chayra, this b'raisa, like Rabbi Yosi, that says there's no ritzoy tzitz, a kachay akum. And Rav Ashi, Yom HaKor, L'rotzen Lahem, that says by the tzitz, it's there to gain favor, to give a ritzoy to those that brought the carbon. But Rav Gachavim, La B'nei Artsa, Ninu. And Rav Gachavim, are not B'nei Artsa, look at Rashi. L'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Heim, Shein Mitzrat Lahem. They bring a guy. I guess it means on the same level as the Yisrael. A guy who brings a carbon is not as favored as a Yid.
Yeah, but it says there is a mitzvah.
Well, that's, yes, so that's right.
Some sort of mitzvah.
Yeah, I mean, he is bringing a carbon, you know.
Yeah,
so this, right, so he is bringing a carbon. Carbon what? No, there is no carbon tzibur. It's only the din of shaygig and mezid. Yeah, only the right. There's no difference between shaygig and mezid. We're not bringing the chiluk of tzibur or not by a goy.
I don't know what mitzvah is
anything.
What kind of
mitzvah
is a
goy? You know,
what type of mitzvah?
It's
an arm's length.
The recognition by a chalas.
Tongue in cheek.
It's a recognition by his
car. I mean, you can't say they don't have a ritzoy because they bring a carbon.
like you said, it's a different type of Yitzhak.
You have to say, yeah, it's not literally they don't have any Ritzui. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Heim She'enem Mitzratzalem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like them so much. As much. Okay? Dvarim She'en Chayav Melech Mishum Pigol. Those things which there is no chiyuv pigol, we said, davar sheyesh lo matirin, in the English matirin, a matir does not have the din of pigol. The rule is, still, chayav aleihem mishum noiser, mishum tamei. You're still gonna have a chiyuv of noiser. So for example, let's say a kainitz, you eat the kainitz, right? You eat the kainitz in a way, again, where you have kibuko matir, but since it's a matir, you eat it, you're not gonna have pigol, but you're still gonna have a chiyuv of noiser. Chiyuv of Tomei, chutz min adam, except for dam. That's different. We'll see a drasha for this. Shimon chayiv b'davar shadarkin lechol. Shimon says you only chayiv on these things, noiser Tomei and dam. Well, not dam. Noiser and Tomei, if it's a davar shadarkin lechol. Avol eitzim v'halavoyna v'haktoris. He's talking about tumah. Sorry, not noiser. Avol eitzim v'halavoyna v'haktoris. Ein chayav v'alem mishum tumah. When it comes to eitzim, wood, frankincense, and ktiris, Frankenstein, and the Rashi says that, the haktiris, and the ktiris, which are the spice, what's that in English? The spices.
The incense.
The incense, without the frank. And then El Chayyobin Aleh Olav Mishum Tumah. There is no Chiyuv Tumah for those things, but the Tana Kama also is a Chiyuv Tumah, because even though you don't eat wood, we're going to learn the din of Chibas HaKodesh. Tana Rabban. Yochalo Yehu Chayyob Mishum Tumah Ela Aldov Vishyeshu Matirin Bein La'odim Bein La'zbeach. I have a Mori de Kakash on this, I think. But the Mori is having, let's read the Mori. I might think that you don't have a chiyuv on tumah except on those things that are matir and beilon is veach like pigol v'dinu, and it would be a drush. It would be we could learn it out from a limud. Uma pigol shehu b'kviya v'idia achas. Pigol is kavua, meaning there's no carbon out of the yared by a pigol. It's carbon chatos, and also as long as you have one yedia about it being pigol, you are chayiv, which means pigol is more chomer. And there's no heter mekolei. There's no din of pigol hutra b'tzibur or anything like that. Yet you're only chayiv by pigol, even though it's more chamer. It's limited to those things that are matir min adam min l'zbeach. Tuma shehi ba'oil v'yayrid u'b'shtei yedias. Tuma, which you have a chayiv ba'oil v'yayrid. We know there's three levels. U'b'shtei yedias, and you have to know about the tuma before and then after and find out about it. V'hutra mekolei eitzel v'hutra mekolei. And also there's a din of tumah hutra b'tzibur. Maybe you're only going to be chayiv by tumah where it's a davar sheyesh matirin bein la'odim bein la'mizbeach like pigol, like a kavachaymer. Tamaloymar asher hei magishim li says asher hei magishim li, like anything that's kodesh, anything that's kodesh, as Rashi says asher hei magishim li b'kol amudoshim agabim yunozruk siv. It says this by tumah asher hei magishim li. And therefore, anything that's kodesh, anything that's kodesh that has tumah is going to be yochel miyad. I might think this happens right away, meaning right when you have the carbon, anything is going to become minchas kainim right away. Is going to be or kaimitz, let's say, right away you'll have a chiyuv tumah on that, even though it's a matir. Tamalomer yikra, he approaches, which would imply that just for touching, approaching it for tumah, there's going to be a problem. To which Rabbi Lazar asks, "Am Rabbi Lazar v'chiyesh v'chiyesh v'chayiv v'chayiv malchus v'chayiv karis? If you approach davar that's kaddish b'tuma, so what does it mean yikrav to approach? Elamat time elam yikrav b'huchshur basali kar b'kosam medaber. When the thing that's kaddish is huchshar likar, meaning it's already prepared to be brought. Now, what does that mean? Hakeitzad yesh lo matirin mishikravu matirin." When it's something that has a matir, the rule is that you're only going to be chayiv for tumah when that thing had its matir being brought. So let's say the basar, for example. The basar of the carbon is only going to have the din of tumah after you do the zrika. And the emurim, potentially. Ein matirin, but let's say it's something that doesn't have matirin, rather it itself is a matir, then the rule is, b'shiyakadosh b'kli. That's only going to happen. So really, the truth is, by Tumah, it doesn't matter whether it's a Davi Sheisha Matiyun, Eila Matiyun, it's going to be a Chiyuv Tumah. But if there is a demarcation, it depends whether it had Kiddush Kli or not. That much we're going to say. Now, my problem with this Gemara is that Brisker Rav, we've been saying now, pretty stark, Brisker Rav, says that, am I allowed to ask a kasha on the Brisker Rav?
Absolutely. If you say it respectfully.
Okay, good.
Is this true?
Turn off the recording.
So, the Gemara here has what? Has a Havamina, Atzakava Choymer, that the din of Davi Sheishi Matirin or Eina Matirin should apply by Tumah. What's the Brisker Rav? The Brisker Rav says, that piece we quoted today is where he says it. He says it throughout the stencils. But in the Sefer he also says it. That the din of Pigel, it's not that this is just a condition. That in order for Pigel to apply, it has to be something as a Matirin. It can't be a Matirin. It has to be a Nitin. That is what the Brisker Rav says. It's not the Tanai, not a Tanai Ba'alma. Rather, that is how the Pigel takes effect. It takes effect through the Matirin. The Zrika of the carbon Pigel, while it goes on the Mizbeach, so to speak, it carries with it a piggle. Little piggle. Goes with the Zrika. And that's what makes the piggle be chal. Not just, does everyone understand that? Am I explaining it well? No? No one understands it? I'll give you an example. Let's say, Ishus, marrying a woman through Kedushin. What happens? The Kedushin is what creates the Chalais Ishus, the marriage. Right? Piggle. You could say that pigul is a machshava. You think about a carbon, it's pigul, and that machshava passes the carbon. There's a psul that's chal while when you think about it, chutzas mana, it pigul's up. And there's a condition that the chalais of the psul or divur, there's a condition that the chalais of the psul only takes place after you do the full length of the carbon, full progression of the carbon. It's not that the mice of the matir is mechal the pigul like kedushin makes marriage. That's what you would have said. There's a condition, you learn out from Shlomo, that it has to have the cubicle matir, there's a tanai, there's a condition that for it to make the pigle bichal, for the pigle to happen, for the psul to happen, you have to wait a little bit, you have to have a little patience. You have to wait till the cubicle matir, that's what you would have said. But, not like, you hear the difference between the two things? It's based on, I hope I'm explaining it well. But when it comes to pigle, the Brisker Rav says that's not the pshat. The matirin of the carbon are like a maisa kedushin. The pigle of the carbon goes through the matirin into the carbon, and that's what mechel the psul. Not just the kedushin. That's what makes the psul. Shenispago ayidei matirin. He brings a Rambam that says this. We brought a Rambam that says there's such a thing as a carbon pigle. He brings this, the Rambam it's not that Brisker Rav's not just saying this as like a chiddush. He's saying this is the pshat in the Rambam. You hear where I'm going with this?
So therefore, I have to go through the whole process.
Otherwise, that's the din of kibbutz kol matir.
Otherwise, it's not pigle.
Otherwise, it's not pigle at all.
Also, it's pigle is more of a condition than pigle.
Yes, say it like that.
So we had a kasha that's rolling.
More of an integral to the.
If somebody's mafagel at the time of the
shliach,
somebody's mafagel at the time of the
shliach. Yes.
The kasha floating around. Should the
Kohen
continue doing the carbon or just stop?
Well, I don't understand. Of course not.
Yeah.
Of course not.
The pigle is not going to be really chal until you finish everything.
The chorus is not going to be chal, but it's right. For sure a carbon is possible.
So if you have a five that carbon is shkita, you should stop.
100%.
And that's what the Kabbalah halakha says.
I would say, yeah,
100%. Well, I stop chal until you finish all my
The chorus.
The chorus is there.
The chorus is that doesn't happen until you finish all the material.
So you're stopping the chorus.
But the issue is saying happens right away.
The chalois pigle.
It's
still called the carbon pigle.
Is it?
Yes. It's still called the carbon pigle. The paschlus of it. There's three levels. The title of it being a pigle, you had a machshava paiselos, this is pigle. That happens right away. You had a machshava paiselos, you for sure shouldn't continue. Now, the psul of the pigle is, the way the Brisker Rav says it, the psul, how does the psul work? Really, the psul should be chal right away, because you had the machshava, on condition, al yimnashi yerdu gushama b'macher, right? Just like if it rains, the psul is going to happen. Here too, you have to wait a little bit.
That's one way.
That's one way. The other way is that no, it's more than that. It's not that if it rains tomorrow, the psul happens. It's waiting around. And you are making this carbon psul as you bring its matirin. It's the channel, the conduit.
It starts right away.
The pickle for sure starts right away.
Then how do you have the idea of carbon matirin?
That is the din of cubicle matirin.
No, but because if you change it, that's actually the essence of what it is.
We can't go through the Gansan and the Sakhus Bochum right now. But this is what the Biskarov says. Let's stay focused on this, if anyone doesn't mind. If you're going to learn this shot in the Biskarov, there's a lot of ways to spin it. But whatever it is, it's integral pigle. That's what he says. So it's integral. It's an integral part of pigle. It's cubicle matu. If that's the pshat, why in the world would that apply by tumah? The Gemara is saying a kal v'chomer, the din of davish yeshel matirin, right? That din of matirin and cubicle matu is all one thing. Why would that? The Gemara says kal v'chomer should apply to tumah because it. Wow. Tumah has nothing to do with it being conduited through the matirin.
You should say it should happen right away. You say it should happen
The whole din is not shayach.
You say tumah should happen right away.
Of course. That condition, if it's a tanai, so you can say, fine, there's a tanai here, there's a tanai there, fine. But if this is a pigle dikad din, the way the Rishon says, this is very unique to pigle. That the way it's chal is through the avodas, the matirin, through the stages. That has no shaykhus to tumah. Tumah is, the guy's coming, he eats it.
That's it, done.
That's my problem.
What's a tushta?
You hear this?
Seems pretty good, clear.
I should call him Yadav.
I should call him up?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I hear. I appreciate that. Yeah, maybe I'll give him a call. Yeah. Yeah, alright, good. I got it out. I felt big because I was saying this Gemara without any wonders, and now I feel like I'm on the Omer. Okay, let's move along. So if anyone has an answer, please. Okay. Ashkechan Tumah. Now we have Tumah. Noiser Minolan. How do we know that there's going to be Noiser even on those things that are Dover Sheilam Atirin? Asi Chilachil Mitumah. We learn how Chilachil Mitumah. We've said that Tir Shavu before. Break the Gemara, Vilei Levavin Avin Mipigal. Let's learn out the other way from pigle. Zereshav. The Stavrugmar says mitumah halelamelav shekin gezel simon. You learn out from tumah because those things is gezel. I'll let you just look at the Rashi to know what those things are. Back to Gemara, the Rabba ad Rabba mipigle halelamelav. You should learn out from pigle shekin noiser tzitz. By pigle and noiser, they're both dinam and zman. There's no mitzvah tzitz. Tahar, they're both tahar. Zman. Korav, and also that's the case of Zman. Look at the Rashi for these, we don't have time to look through the Rashi who explains each simon. Frankly, more of a Hanyan Ephesian, and not only that, that's the reason. The it's better to learn out Noiser from Pigle because there's more of a similarity. Elam is a Tony Levi. So what's the source that there's going to be Noiser on the Dover Shilam Atirin? We'll learn it out from Levi. Tony Levi, Inayim. Sha'af of Psul, Zman, Akosa Medaber, the Pasuk of Tumah, how do we know it's also talking about Psul Zman, which is Noiser? Tamlev Leichalu is Koshav Ne Yisrael, Bishnei, Leichalu is a plural. Bishnei Chilulan Akosa Medaber, Echad Psul Noiser, the Echad Psul Tumah. When it says Shei Chilulan, it's referring to Psul Noiser, Psul Tumah, which of course is that parsha. And then also Psul Noiser, Rashi says, has the Lashon of Chil, he has Kodesh Hashem Chilel. And therefore, we have a Riboy, Zer Shabbat, that there's going to be a din of Noiser, even on those things that are in the Matir.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.